As diversity continues to rise across our area, racial segregation persists, according to a new study. I'm Matt Small.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's top news. Live, local, and constantly updated. 24-7, 365. On the radio, on your smart speaker, the WTOP app, and WTOP.com.
A new study says our region is the 15th most racially segregated metropolitan in the U.S.
The D.C. area has become less white since 1990 as the percentage of Asian and Latino residents has risen and the share of white ones has fallen. Meanwhile, the percentage of black people here remained generally steady. UC Berkeley researchers crunching U.S. Census data through 2019 found that while large parts of D.C., including Northeast and Northwest, have become more racially integrated in the last 20 years, the majority of communities here remain segregated. The nationwide study found about 4 in 5 of regions with more than 200,000 people were more segregated in 2019 than they were back in 1990. Matt Small, WTOP News.
722 here, and as diversity continues to rise across the area, a new study finds racial segregation here persists.
When ranking the most racially segregated metropolitan regions nationwide, the D.C. area came in at 15th, with the share of whites falling from about 65% to 45%, Latinos rising 10%, Asians doubling, and blacks remaining about the same. This according to UC Berkeley researchers crunching U.S. Census data between 1990 and 2019. Who say the Mid-Atlantic and Midwestern states are the most highly segregated areas in the nation. Matt Small, WTOP News.
Prince George's County.